The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
And so our Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, is off out in the United Arab Emirates. He is having two town hall meetings in Dubai and Abu Dhabi to try to get this, understand the key issues for teachers considering a return to Ireland. Now, we have a number of guests with us, but I'm going to start with John Boyle as General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation. I can imagine he didn't have to go out to Dubai or Abu Dhabi to discover its issues like teachers' pay, permanent jobs and the price of accommodation to understand why so many teachers head off overseas.
No, indeed he didn't, Matt, and I actually told him that at our Congress in Galway at Easter time. But to be fair to Minister McHugh, he has been listening a lot to all the stakeholders in education since he began his ministry less than a year ago. And I'm delighted that he's going out there. I heard this morning that the Dubai event had to be changed to a different venue because of the level of interest, because we do share a common purpose, Minister McHugh and I. First of all, we want to bring all these the brightest and best teachers home to Ireland. And I have an additional priority to keep the teachers here on the island. And I think the only way that the minister will do that is if he has a 3 or 4 point plan. He's talking about maybe longer term solutions, but in the shorter term, he needs to deliver equal pay for equal work. He needs to restore a promotional system in primary schools in the budget coming up in October. And his government, I suppose, need to look at the urbanisation of Ireland, the housing crisis, and trying to ensure that if teachers do return and incentivise them to do so, that there will be jobs for them to work in the areas of Ireland that they want to work in. They don't all necessarily want to work in Dublin. So we have to ensure that we have the right class sizes and that we have good support for our smaller schools in rural Ireland.
I presume, though, in rural Ireland, that you have a much better standard of living as a teacher than you would have if you were having to live in Dublin or Cork and we're paying much higher rents.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, this question about the standard of living, I mean, my niece is out there in Doha at the moment, Michaela, and she's out there having a ball, very, very well paid. Her accommodation's looked after. She's a few flights home per year. But she's not there for the long term. She does intend saving for a mortgage. And, of course, if she didn't have this housing crisis here in Ireland, she would be well able to save for a mortgage by securing a teaching job in West Donegal, where she comes from. So I suppose there is a great quality of life in Ireland, and teachers are held in very high esteem here in Ireland. In primary, we don't have the same difficulties as secondary because we don't have as much casualisation of the workforce. There's plenty of work for them here, but despite all that, they're still leaving, Matt, and that's something that really grieves me, that the staff that I left in Knocklyon a number of months ago, that six of them are heading off to the Middle East on career break now in the coming months. And I would much prefer if they were staying, but they simply can't afford to live in Dublin and they simply can't afford to get onto the housing ladder. So this is an issue that's beyond Minister McHugh. The whole government and all the political people in Dáil Éireann need to work towards keeping our young people here. And they have the right to a house, the right to a job and the right to equal pay for equal work.
Richie Hogan is with us as well. Richie, I'm sure lots of our listeners would know you more as a brilliant Kilkenny hurler over the years, but you're yourself a former teacher and you were involved for a while in helping people head out to the United Arab Emirates to get teaching jobs. Why do they go? Is it simply down to the money or there are more things to it?
No, and you hit the nail on the head there, Matt. There certainly is more things to it. I mean, there's probably... It's a big misconception that a young teacher coming straight out of college will go over to the United Arab Emirates and come home in 5 or 6 years' time with an incredible amount of money in their pocket. That's simply not necessarily true. I mean, salaries are modest enough in the region, but it's an accumulation of a couple of things. The weather, the sense of adventure. Also, I mean... When they go over, they're guaranteed a contract for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And there's also, like everybody, I mean, we've all seen people who come out of college and do their bit of travelling. We all see people who work a couple of years and like to take a year out and see the world. If you go to places like the Middle East, you're already at the centre of the world. And you can earn yourself a very good package, and then everywhere else is very accessible. You know, you're just one flight to Australia, one flight back to Ireland, one flight on to Asia. So that's a huge factor for it as well. But I think to just link it to salaries and the salary scales over here, I think would be maybe not doing the whole thing, not looking closely enough at it. It certainly is an issue, but I think the sense of adventure is definitely a big thing for people in the Middle East.
But Richie, okay, even if the salaries aren't necessarily as big, you do get your accommodation sorted out. There are tax-free issues. You could save a reasonable chunk of money to come back. But is it still the case that many people who might like to come back will suddenly look at what's available to them back in Ireland? And even if there is the draw of family and community and home, they might think to themselves, I can't afford to come back.
Yes, so it's almost a different story for everybody, though, Matt. You take the younger teachers for a start. Younger teachers who go out there will not be earning a huge amount of money. Now, they have nothing necessarily to tie them to home either. So they will go out and they'll try it for a year, for 2 years. But then once they get there, once it comes to February, March, April, you have recruitment companies, you have recruitment fairs, you have departments of education from every country in the world all looking for them, because now they have international experience. A lot of them will go into what are called IB schools, and that gives them international experience. And now the whole world is completely opened up to them. And what Minister McHugh, to be fair to him, what he's doing is he's making sure that next January, next February, that the Department of Education have a presence in this area so that you're being informed about positions that are available at home and they're easily accessible. Because obviously, for somebody in Dubai, for somebody in Abu Dhabi, to apply for a job in Donegal or in Galway or in Dublin, first of all, a lot of these jobs might have sitting candidates. And secondly, they're not necessarily sure whether they want to come back into Dublin, especially on a temporary contract. So I think facilitating that is definitely a good start. And to be fair to Minister McHugh, I think he's definitely taken the issue head on.
Now, some people go even further afield than Dubai or Abu Dhabi. Maria Brett is with us. She is on the phone to us from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. Maria, thank you very much for joining us. How did you end up in Vietnam and why?
Hiya. Well, I went on career break from my school in Dublin about 3 years ago. And the first step I took was to go to Portugal. And I went there for the cultural reasons. After that, after 2 years, I went on to Ho Chi Minh City and I saw a job advertised in an amazing school as a primary ICT teacher. So I now have the opportunity to work in coding and robotics. Video animations, you name it, we're doing it in our school.
What age, Maria? Because that wouldn't be done in primary schools in Ireland, or would it?
No. So when you see an opportunity like that, you have to go for it. So it's from junior infants to fifth class that I would teach. And it's an amazing opportunity, like just upskilling what I've done already. And like I'll be here for, I'd say, another 2 years. And then returning to Ireland. But going back to Ireland, where technology is becoming such a massive thing in the classroom, and STEM and STEAM are becoming the prominent things to talk about, I mean, why would you not take an opportunity like that to work in an amazing school where you get a lot of professional development and to work with a set of amazing staff as well?
But Maria, this makes it sound like it would be a good thing for our teachers, if possible, in their 20s or early 30s, to go away for a couple of years, see how education is done in other countries, and bring that experience and expertise back to Ireland.
Absolutely. That's what I see from my perspective. The Middle East was not for me. I did not see it as a place that I wanted to go. So I chose to go to Portugal, and I was earning half of my wages that I was earning in Ireland. But I was working in a great school and I got to see the Portuguese culture. And from then on, I wanted to move somewhere into Southeast Asia, and Vietnam just popped up to me, to be honest. But I've learned so much and I am earning a good wage. Like, I will agree with what the two men have said already, that you do earn a good wage. You are able to save money.
Which you wouldn't have been able to do if you continued working in Dublin, presumably, given the high rents that there are.
No. And people ask me all the time, like when I come home at Christmas, when I come home at summer, they say, oh, well, when are you going to be moving back to Ireland? And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Will you definitely come back? Is there a chance that you might decide it's not worth coming back?
No, I will come back to Ireland. I mean, there's only so long you can stay away from our beautiful country. I know that. But the rents are so expensive in Dublin that I don't know. And the cost of living has gone up so much in Dublin. I don't know if I could move back there. So I would move back to where I'm from in Kilkenny, which is a shame because I worked in an amazing school in Dublin.
Richie Hogan, it strikes me that this is another issue that maybe we're going to have a real problem in having a sufficient number and quality of teachers in our schools in our major cities, because the teachers will opt to go to rural areas where it's cheaper to live.
Yeah, and I think, Matt, that's a brilliant point, and it's something that hasn't been raised often enough, I think. You look at Ireland as a whole over the last 100 years, public sector workers, the likes of your teacher and your guard, are being, I suppose, slowly but surely pushed out of, especially in the more affluent communities, they're being pushed out of the areas in which they teach. So, I mean, most teachers would love to live in the areas in which they have taught. Me, for example, I was a teacher in Clontarf, fantastic area, beautiful area. I would have loved to have lived there, but I simply couldn't afford to live there. Whereas what you will see is teachers who are earning the same wage in rural areas, that is an option. Let's say for me, for example, I would be perfectly happy to have been a teacher in Kilkenny and have lived there, but there's a lot of Dublin people who are teachers too, and for them to live in their own areas now is becoming more and more difficult. But that's not an education issue. That's obviously it's a wider issue for the government. It's not necessarily specific to education.
Well, indeed, it could appeal to nurses and Gardaí and lots of things as well. I want to finish with John Boyle, General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation, because it does strike me that Joe McHugh will get all this information on his trip. You say that he's well disposed towards dealing with it, but it'll all cost money. And it seems that the government won't give the additional money to bring the parity in teacher pay, to perhaps have special loadings for Dublin and other urban areas, maybe extra reward. That for all the talk of what needs to be done, it won't be done.
Well, I'm going to go back 10 years, Matt, to a time when the Celtic Tiger was really booming. And at that time, teachers with 10 years' experience, they could have a promotion in their school. They were paid equally compared to colleagues who started the year before them in college. They could live in the cities. They could live in rural Ireland. There was work for them. That has changed significantly, all due to these draconian cuts in budgetary times. Now, our government is talking about a huge budget surplus and an extra 600 million available in the budget. It's only going to cost them 50 million, not 0.5% of the total education budget, to deliver on our priorities for these young teachers, to attract them and to incentivize them to come home. Promotional posts that you can come back after being promoted abroad and bring that experience into a school back here. Getting your pay equality. There's only a small bit to go there for the people who are scarred by this, most of whom are away, the 2011 to 14 graduates. All the younger people have their pay equality, but they're leaving still. And that's what's bothering me. And I feel that the government can't prove to the young teachers that they have a future in Ireland by having a career path, by having a chance of getting a home and getting an opportunity.
Okay.
The minister's going to have a symposium for small schools later this month. There has to be joined up thinking. If there's talking and thinking about small schools, there has to be work in small schools in rural Ireland for teachers.
I have to leave it there. I don't know about your massive budget surplus, though, I have to say, and particularly after hearing from the Fiscal Advisory Council yesterday, deep concerns about the financial stability of the state. That is another issue that has to be factored into it.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.